like a snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, thanks for tuning in for another week. We're almost out of shows for the year. It's getting close to the end. And I was just realizing that this year, so far, I've done 41 interviews here for the show. And last year, 43. So I've got to at least hit 43 again this year. And I'm going to get close because we have a guest. Lara Croker. She is a phenomenally talented vocalist and violinist. And she is setting up as we speak, and Lara is our special guest today. She's a local Vancouver musician. She's been involved in a number of projects, and she does very individualistic, highly creative work. And she plays locally too, and we'll be talking about an upcoming show she's playing very soon. But while Lara is setting up, I'm going to get right into the music. This week was the sad news. Was announced of the death of a Vancouver punk legend. His name was Brian Goebel, otherwise known as Wimpy, from the band The Subhumans. So they were a punk band formed in Vancouver in 1978, so they were a real first-generation punk band, very much loved and highly respected, as was Brian as a person. And I want to get straight into some Subhumans music and then tell you a little bit more about Brian. Before we speak with Lara. So here is the Subhumans. This is a track called Urban Gorillas. It's from a compilation of their music called Pissed Off With Good Reason. This is in dedication to Brian Goebel, who just passed away. You're on Stranded. We'll be right back.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year. CITR would like to congratulate Feng Shui for moving on to the Shindig semifinals. This Tuesday, December 16th, come to the Hindenburg for soulful hip-hop from Purple Heart Social Club, New Wave from Raised on DJs, and poppy garage punk from The Clothes.
You are listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And that was a live track there from the Subhumans. That was recorded in Edmonton, Alberta in 1995. It was called The Big Picture. And before that was another Subhumans track, Urban Gorillas, which was recorded in 1980. And this is a very, very short tribute to Brian Goebel, who just passed away. He was otherwise known as Wimpy, an original member of the Subhumans, punk band formed in Vancouver, BC, 1978. They were active until 83 in their primary form. Of course, Brian went on to play with DOA for many, many years. And if you want to read, if you want to really find out a lot about him, about, you know, who he was as a man, Joe Keithley of DOA has written a very good eulogy on the Sudden Death Records website. Really a lot of detail about how he was lifelong friends, literally knew Brian from when he was a child in Burnaby, school friends. And I'll just read for you the very last paragraph and I'll leave it up to you to read the rest. But so Brian was a humanist, a great father, an incredible singer and bass player. He believed in free speech, was always against war, and he would speak up against bullshit. He was also one of my best friends and I'll miss him forever. Long live the spirit of Wimpy. Rest in peace. That's Joe Keithley. SuddenDeath.com is his record label website. And you can read the full eulogy there. It's really quite touching. And I've spoken to people in town who knew Brian personally. particularly through his work in the Downtown East Side. He worked with the Portland Hotel Society for many, many years. So he was respected not only as a hard-hitting musician, but also as a man with a big heart who worked very hard for a long, long time. And he passed away just a matter of days ago. So that's Brian Goebel of the Subhumans. Our time is limited today, so I don't have time to play any more of their music today, but I certainly will in other shows. Because we have to press on right now, we have a very special guest in the studio, Lara Croker. She is a violinist. Not just a violinist, I think an exceptionally interesting avant-garde violinist, experimental. She does very fascinating work with looping, and we'll be speaking with her for the remainder of the show coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die. Ah!
Shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and you can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com, and we have a big interview archive there, and I'll be soon adding today's interview to that. Welcome to the studio, Lara Croker.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. This is a real treat. Listeners, I don't have enough live music on. We have a lot of people coming in to talk, but I really was quite adamant about Lara bringing her instrument in because what she does is quite special. You're probably the best person to tell us right up. What do you do, Lara?
I am a looper. And what I do is I sample my violin and my vocals, and I build song structure using my violin and vocals. So, that's basically what I do. I'm a looper.
And is it always, like when you play live, is it always pre-prepared set pieces that you've slowly created, or do you ever do it like spontaneously? Do you loop something and see what happens, or is it?
Well, I would say that most of my stuff is pretty planned out. Like, I work really hard at trying to figure out how to make it simplified and how to build it without it feeling too messy, because I used to play around with that live feeling, and the one thing that can happen when you're looping is that you build and build and build, and then it just, like, you love it because it's so much fun to do. It really is, a super fun thing to do. But it ends up being, you know, just a little bit too much. So I've worked really hard at, like, trying to figure out ways to scale that back in some ways. But it's just, like, the most fun toy I've ever had, I have to say.
Yeah, well, I've seen you perform, and it's, you look like you're having fun. And
I am.
And it's, we're going to have a great chat today, but I always like to get into music pretty quickly so people get a real sense of who the person is. So are you ready to get cracking into a song?
I am ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so we're just going to do a quick little adjustment here with the technical apparatus, and then Lara Croker will be into a song.
And as you're moving the mic, it's okay. Yep. You can keep moving it. I'll follow it with my head. This song is called Silver Wings, and it's about Amelia Earhart. And it's a song about, I guess, wanting to fly, because who doesn't want to fly?
Absolutely.
Sometimes mistakes happen.
Wow, that's amazing. This is very unique music we're having here live. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we have a local performer, Lara Crowker, and she just performed her own composition called Silver Wings. And from my vantage point here, I'm seeing an elaborate looking effects pedal set up, very expertly handled there, Lara. Thank you. So that song was called Silver Wings, about Amelia Earhart.
Yes, it was.
And is there anything you can tell? Was there any particular aspect of her life that you were tapping into?
Well, actually, not really. I just think I've always wanted to fly, and I've always thought of flying planes. And, of course, she was one of the key female figures that flew, and she has always inspired me. So, and she's pretty damn sexy with her little hat.
Yeah.
And I found this clip online, because I often will go through trying to find samples of really cool radio shows. So I got this really awesome sample of her in the air recorded.
Whoa, that's what that was when you... Oh,
yeah, do you want me to play it?
Yeah, play it again.
Should I move the mic down here?
Yeah, it'll be okay.
All right, we're on our way above the earth at 200 miles an hour.
So it came from, it started really from that clip, and it really inspired me, so.
Excellent. This is how we're hearing how a song gets built in layers and layers and layers. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Well, and this incarnation of your creative life is what you're doing currently, but what were you doing, say, 10 years ago? Because I know you were in projects, you were in bands, right?
Yeah, so I've been in bands for, like, it feels like forever. I played with the Beauticians for a long time, and they were a band that had two violins and drums. So I've always played, like, with other string players, and another project I worked on was with Attucks and Cellars. And there was a stand-up bass, a cello, and then two violins. So I've always had this, like, anytime there's more than one string sound, it's always been so juicy, and oh, I just love it so much, without having to play classical music.
Yeah.
I mean, I like classical music, but I kind of grew up on it, and it never really inspired me to play, and I think that every string player probably has some kind of classical background, because it's really like not like the guitar or the piano where you can just like learn and just plunk away, and actually it sounds okay. Like the violin is like torturous to listen to a beginner play. So I think that a lot of people had that classical background, but like that Royal Conservatory brand of learning I think really turned a lot of people off. So I think that maybe that's why whenever you play with a string player, there's always that sort of influence of classical, maybe.
Yeah. But, I mean, what you do now is very, very modern. Very, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Using the best of technology. I did actually notice something. I wanted to ask you one thing from left field. You once played with Odetta. And I think that's incredible.
Odetta.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I've just been digging into... I go through these phases where I get really into Bob Dylan, as you do. And I was just reading an interview with him lately, just recently. And he was talking on a radio show like this when he was, 20 or something. And he said that Odetta was the first real folk singer he liked, even before Woody Guthrie.
Yeah.
It was like Odetta was the one when he was just little Bob, when he was, I don't know, 15 or something.
That's
so
incredible.
Who was Odetta for people that don't know? Some people don't know.
She was a folk singer, and I actually met her. I was playing at the Regina Folk Festival with the Beauticians. And at that time, I was quite a bit younger and maybe a little bit shyer in my playing. And Odetta, she called me out, and there was probably 20 other musicians on stage, quite a few violin players, and I think she maybe I was one of there weren't very many females on the stage, and I think that's why she called me out. And she kind of forced me to just find it within myself to do whatever it was that she was asking to do. So I have so much respect for her. And and so that's where I met Odetta. And her music is just very powerful. And she's also a beautiful person to talk to.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible good fortune. And I really wasn't really aware that she was still active. I mean, is she still alive right now?
Or
this was
yeah. Sadly, yeah. She's so, not.
Yeah, I had the sense, yeah, but that's still, wow.
But this was like, I guess that was like about probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And even then she was really quite old.
Yeah.
But she knew, like, she just knew who she was. She was such a powerhouse and so beautiful.
Mm.
I felt lucky.
Yeah.
Still lucky that I was able to play with her.
Oh, that reminds me. I went to the Regina Folk Festival and saw Mavis Staples play. And she was amazing, like another really accomplished woman, incredible presence. And yeah, they draw some good people up there, the Regina
Folk
Festival.
Yeah, I think so. Those prairie festivals.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Thanks for filling us in a little bit about what you've been doing in the past. Are you ready for another song then?
Sure. This song is called "Stop the Clocks," and I wrote it a couple of months ago. So all these songs are fairly new. Anyway,
okay.
I'll just play it.
All right. Yeah, this is Lara Croker. She's performing live here for us on Stranded, doing some violin looping.
Silence the piano when it's my poor drum. From Portland, indie artist Sally Ford tours in support of her new album, Slapback. Sally Ford comes to the Media Club with openers Old Light this Friday, December 12th. Doors are at 7 and curfew is 10. Advanced tickets are $12, available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat, and Zulu. Brought to you by CITR and MRG.
Some more extraordinary live music here. This is why we do it. This is why I do this show. It's so fantastic to have people come in and talk and play music. And Lara Croker.
And it's fun.
It's fun.
It's
it
fun
is.
For me too.
It is. It's always fun. And Lara Croker has brought her violin and looping pedal, and she just played us a song called
Stop the Clocks.
Stop the Clocks. And a fairly recent composition. Anything you wanted to talk about it, about that song itself, or
Well, I'm not sure. When I write music, I would say that I spend about an hour a day playing, and when I write, I do actually write the way that you were talking about before, like just off the floor and improvising, and that's how that song started. Is it was just a lot of improvising and coming up with riffs, and then pulling stuff out and out and out and out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Lara does play locally here, and actually this is a good time to mention, Lara's playing a show this Sunday night at the Railway Club in the side room. It's called the North Stage, and as part of the third Stranded Sunday session. So here on the show, we've started the second Sunday of the month at the Railway Club with different performers each time, and this is the third time. The first two have been fantastic. It's a really cool vibe in the side room. Perfect for acoustic or like a solo artist like Lara. And I'm sure you're looking forward to it, Lara.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that gig because it'll be amazing to play with Janice and Dawn and you.
That's right. There's the Diviners featuring Janice McKenzie, who is a longtime member of the CITR station. She'll be performing. And her project is called the Diviners, which she plays with the full band, but also occasionally just with her songwriting partner, Dawn. So it'll be the duo. And myself, because I'm a budding performer, I always open the show, so I've played a little short set the last few shows, and I learned a really old Australian folk song for this one. I can't wait to play it. I'm not going to say what it is, but yeah, it's going to be great. So it's Sunday night here in Vancouver, the Railway Club on Dunsmuir Street. It's in the side room if you're coming. Music will start at 9 o'clock. And Lara will be performing. Lara Croker is our special guest today. And speaking of shows, I've seen you perform, actually, Lara, at your house. Mm-hmm. So you are someone in the city who is not only creating your own art, but you go out of your way to support others, and that's always a wonderful thing. So I'd really love to talk about that if you'd like to, about your house concert series.
Yeah, it's called the East Side Series because, well, we live on the East Side. And it started from, we used to do recording parties once a year, and we'd have different artists come in, and we'd do a CD in one take. People just performed in one take, so there were often like 15, 16 different groups coming in.
Whoa.
It was pretty intense.
What period of time? Is it like over like 10 hours or like what?
Well, sometimes it would go till 3 in the morning. Like sometimes our East Side parties would go on till really, really late. And then from that, we thought, well, you know, it would be nice to just have a smaller concert series. So that's what we've been starting. And I've been able to meet a lot of people through that, and over the course of time I've done workshops at Arts Wells and various other places, so I'm constantly meeting people who are musicians themselves. So it's really nice to see people in a house space, other than, you know, so you don't have the drunk people who aren't listening, which is often what happens in
exactly
bars and stuff. So so it's really been a lot of fun to have those house concerts.
Yeah. And I know you're a busy person, but are they going to continue? Do you have a sense of when the next one might be? Or
I think we'll do the next one in January. I was doing them so much, and I kind of got a little bit tapped out.
Mm.
So So we just stopped for a few months, and but we'll start up again in January, I think.
Yeah,
they're really, really fun. And the nice thing is, it's I sort of do the same thing as you. I open the night, and so it gives me a place to play too. And,
So we're speaking with Lara Croker, and I should mention to pronounce her last name, or to spell it if you're curious to find her website, K-R-O-E-K-E-R. So Lara Croker, K-R-O-E-K-E-R .com.
.com
is her website. And she's also on Twitter, of course. This is, it just feels so great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
It's really great music. And we're going to be, as we say, playing together on Sunday night. If you're in Vancouver, you can come to the show at the Railway. We have plenty more time for you to play some more songs.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to play a song called The Rhythm of Battle. And this is a song that I wrote in one of the songwriting classes that we had workshops that I took at Artswells. And one of the criteria of this song was to go and look up a news story and to write a song based on that. So that's what this song is about.
Okay. This is Lara Croker with one more live song.
Part of the rhythm of war. This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. We're online at ozstrandedradio.com and you can find us on Twitter at ozstranded. So that was one more stunning live song from Lara Croker. She's been our special guest here in the studio. Lara builds song structures and sounds by looping phrases using a violin, voice, and a special looping station, which she brought in today. And Lara, that last song there you said was created at a songwriting camp. So what was the inspiration? You said you saw a news article, which clearly was about war.
Yeah, and now they were talking about Iraq. And so it doesn't, I mean, in some ways, the way that I wrote the song, it doesn't even matter which war. Mm. And it was based on that news article that I had read. Yeah, about war and questioning yourself and asking, I wonder what the troops question after they've been through something so intense. Mm. So that's what the thinking was behind that song.
Okay. And I've just looked a little bit more online at some of your past work, and it says here on your Bandcamp that you studied Roma music and you incorporated some of those styles. In what capacity did you study? And so the Roma music, in, I guess, you know, folk music, essentially, from the Roma people?
Yeah. Yeah, I was lucky enough to study here with a person named Lucky Sercel. So he plays all over Vancouver all the time. He plays at East is East all the time. And in my opinion, he's one of the best violin players around in Vancouver. And so I studied with him for about a year and learned songs like Dark Eyes and a lot of the songs that he grew up with. So there's something about Roma music that kind of hits you. Like, well, I guess it's because it's folk music. Mm. It's coming from
genuine history.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've tried to incorporate a little bit of that sound into my music as well.
Okay, and you mentioned you're studying with the great master like that. Have you found yourself, have any young people or anyone come up to you and gone, geez, what you do with the looping pedal is pretty neat. How do you do that? Because there's not that many violinists around have you found yet that people are curious?
Well, maybe not yet. I had one young girl come up. I was playing with this puppeteer, and she said to me that she hated the violin. So I've had just more the opposite. I hate the violin. Kids are so awesome. They just tell you just like exactly how it is. But yeah, like people are really interested in looping. And I would say when people do ask me about my pedals and stuff, I always just say, like, it's so easy to just get an app on your iPhone. Like, there's an app called Loopy, and it's a way for you to get started in the whole looping realm, just using your vocals. So You could go the pedal route and the more technical route that I've gone, but you can also go like a really easy route as well. Like with apps, you can play around with all of this stuff, and it's so much fun.
Hmm. Cool. Well, thank you for any budding people out there, budding musicians. There you go. Well, Lara, thanks so much for coming in. I think before we leave, I'd like to play one track from your Bandcamp so people get a sense of some of your more produced work as well, which has some beats behind it. But just before that, there's one other thing about your life that I find intriguing is your connection with Africa and aid work. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Actually, it's something that I just fell into. I had gone to Africa probably about 10 years ago when I met a fellow who I became very close friends with. And after I returned home, I spoke with him and he was talking about his village and it doesn't have water and kind of that typical story. And being the naive person that I was, I'm like, well, let's just build a well. So it took about 7-8 years later, and we did actually build a 78-meter hole. We dug a borehole in the ground and put solar panels on it. But it was a process that just evolved over time. And I'm really happy when people ask me about it because it's one of the things in my life that I still feel connected to, and it's the thing that I am happiest about in my life. And now I still work with this same person, and we're building a tour company. Well, he's been doing tours forever, but we've built a tour company where each tour is accompanied by a project, a beekeeping project, a water project, and there's a whole bunch of them. And so it's economically growing these same villages or the village that we worked in before. And it's really satisfying to be able to think, you know, I have friends there, and that's where it all started from. So I wouldn't call it really aid work, but just connections.
Connections, yeah. And it's sort of, and it sounds like conscious tourism that your friend's setting up something, you know, that you're contributing something, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks for sharing so much of your art with us today, Lara, and letting us know about your background. If people are curious, they can find some more sounds online. LaraKroeker.bandcamp.com, K-R-O-E-K-E-R, and also LaraKroeker.com. And if you're listening locally, you can see Lara perform Sunday night, this Sunday the 14th, at the Railway Club on Dunsmuir Street in the side room, which is a real intimate setting. A place that I've chosen to host a monthly show. So this is hosted by Stranded, and it's the second Sunday of each month in the side room. We've had two sets of acoustic performers play in the last 2 months, and this week is myself opening. I go by the name M. Lund, M. Lund, and we have the Diviners. They self-described as old-timey music. Acoustic music.
And they're awesome.
really good vocal harmonies. Janice McKenzie and Don, her songwriting partner. And Lara will be playing as well, of course, playing exactly the sort of sounds you heard today. It's going to be a very unique night. So that's 9 p.m. at the Railway Club on Dunsmuir Street, Sunday night in the side room. So thanks again, Lara. Let's play one of your tracks from Bandcamp, and you've chosen The Guru of Falling Leaves, words by Sasha. Who is Sasha?
Sasha is my lovely, beautiful, awesome friend who writes poetry. Great. So she gave me her little book of poetry, and I made a song out of one of them.
All right. So The Guru of Falling Leaves, words by Sasha, and this is Lara Croker. So thanks for coming in, Lara. It's been
you.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that? Okay, so we're on Stranded here, and that was a track from Lara Croker. The Guru of Falling Leaves was the name of the song. Words by her friend, a poet named Sasha. And Lara is a Vancouver-based musician. She's been our guest for the last half an hour or so. And so that's a demo recording on Bandcamp.
Oh, I just wanted to say that my awesome friend Brent recorded that song and did it in his studio and produced it. So I felt really lucky that he was able to do that for me. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention that.
No, no problem. So that's the voice of Lara Croker. And again, you can catch Lara playing at the Railway Club in Vancouver on Sunday the 14th at 9 o'clock while the show kicks off. I'll be opening the set with my songs by the Project M. Lund. The Diviners will be playing and Lara Croker as well. So thanks, Lara. Is there anything else you wanted to let us know about before we move on?
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I said a lot.
Yeah, no, it was great. And friends of Lara and any fans will be able to catch this recording. We'll have this edited up online as well on the SoundCloud page for our radio show. So we'll be right back with more music, some more new music. We have 20 minutes left of the show. So first of all, I wanted to play you... this is one of the Resignating Reconciliation segments. Resignating Reconciliation was a project that was undertaken by the NCRA, the National Campus Community Radio Association, last year to pay tribute or to pay respect to the First Nations of Canada. And this is one way of the NCRA talking about the issue of reconciliation, how it's still very much needed here in Canada. So this is someone named Viola Thomas and her interview for that project.
I went to residential
school. Cool. That's good. I think that was a pretty good time. Good length.
Gayla Kessler. My name is Gennady O'Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island.
This will be my 227th.
Legacy of Indian so residential that's,
since...
Next well, here is Viola Thomas.
I mean, not really, because when I look at like that guy, what's his face, Rod Matheson, yeah. And it's like, well, if he's on 1,000, and like I don't know hardly any of those people, so it's like, so actually, no, you know what I mean? It's like, there's so many people.
But I believe that as more Canadian people understand that this was Canadian law, Canadian policy. That Canadians need to take responsibility for their shared history. I also believe that Canadians have a responsibility to resonate reconciliation with the First Peoples of this country. And what did we learn when we went to the school? We learned how to be bullies, how to be mean to each other, how not to love, how not to feel a great sense of pride of who you are and where you come from. I learned about racism, and I didn't know what that was. I really didn't know what racism was. I learned about sexism, and as a young girl, I didn't know about sexism. There were many forms of abuse, not just the physical, but the intellectual abuse. To always be reminded that you're stupid and that you're nobody. To be told by your teachers and by the folks from the church that you're a savage, you're a squaw. And I just want to close with one of my heroes, a woman by the name of Winona LaDuke. And I offer this to all of our brothers and sisters who were abducted to residential schools. And I offer this with a good heart to non-Indigenous people so that they will pick up the torch. And this is what she says. There is no social change fairy. There is only change made by the hands of individuals.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to the shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Two, three, four. We'll be right back.
Christmas Day coming. Drummer boys drumming, digging that Yuletide beat. Snow gently falling, Santa Claus is calling, ringing his bell on the street. Discotheques are hopping, it's gonna be a real cool Yule. Celebrate the season, holly jolly reason, the candy don't learn at school. On the carol ship, all the kids are hip, digging the Yuletide trip. It's Christmas time again. We sing singing, church bells are ringing, you just can't feel sad.
Some good news. I'm coming home, leaving on Thursday. And if what they say is true, I'll be spending Christmas Eve with you. Who needs sunshine? Just let it snow. We leave our footprints every place we go. We can go skating like a pair of Christmas fools. When I spend my Christmas Eve, maybe I won't ever leave after spending Christmas Eve with you. Christmas isn't just another holiday. It's a time when all our dreams come true. Christmas Eve is always just a day away. When I close my eyes and think of holding you, the fire is burning, the lights are low, they're playing White Christmas every place we go. Dancing to Crosby, it's the thing we like to do. Spend my Christmas Eve, maybe I won't ever leave after spending Christmas Eve with you.
Thank you.
after spending Christmas Eve with you.
Okay, a few Christmas songs there. We're on Stranded here, and you heard there that was Peter Foldy. He's been a special guest on this show a couple of times. Christmas Eve with You. And Peter, of course, has a brand new CD out called Nine Lives, and you can find our interview, our most recent interview with Peter, at our blog, ozstrandedradio.com. And then we had the Pointed Sticks, Vancouver's legendary Pointed Sticks, with a song called Power Pop Santa. And then before that was not necessarily a Christmas song. It was called Evil Sway by the Japan Droids. So Lara Croker, who was our special guest today, she just informed me that she's headed off to see Jeff Berner and Ray Spoon tonight. And they're playing at the Fox Cabaret. Two Canadian legends, independent music legends. And I want to play one of my favorite Ray Spoon songs. This is called Come On Forest Fire, Burn the Disco Down. It's from her record Superior, You Are Inferior. And thanks to Lara Croker for reminding me of this great artist. We'll be back next week. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And this is Ray Spoon. Bye for now.
I hear the call from the suburbs down to the plateau. The kids know how to stand. Cover your eyes with both hands, looking for a new song. Looking for a new song. Come on. They live in your bones. Ask the clone.